Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information and support.
Welcome to this Qigong session. We're going to be doing something slightly different, well, similar but different. So I'm going to repeat the 12 treasures that we did last month. From exercises, sort of clues, sort of in the name of the set. But we're going to do it as an intermittent flow. And the intermittent flow uses something called the five-phase routine. So with the five-phase routine, first phase is basically just getting yourself into the zone, becoming more zen-like, more meditative, quietening your mind and your body. The second phase is the dynamic exercises. The third phase is, that's the set that we'll be doing. The third phase is the energy flow. The fourth phase is the consolidation. And the fifth phase is closing sequence. So what we're going to be repeating is phases two and three throughout this session. That's the intermittent flow element. And I'll talk you through it as we go along. So we'll just start with a very gentle, just a little bit of a shorter warm-up than we normally do, just because we're going to be having some time where we're going to be sort of lengthening the session through the intermittent flow bit. So we're just going to start just by tapping our head. It's a very nice, gentle tap all over the head with the fingertips. Now towards the back of the neck, over the head, towards the forehead if you want, around your ears. Getting the meridians that run through the head, just starting to activate them. I'm just going to go to the shoulder, doesn't matter which shoulder, so we're going to be end up doing both, tapping on both eventually. So rather than tapping with your fingertips, you make with the palm of your hand. The shoulder and swapping sides, doing the other shoulder. And then going down the inside of the arm. Again, you can either tap or do it as a cupping motion. And then up the outside of the arm. And then just repeating that a few more times. If possible, going all the way down to your fingertips. If that's not possible, and going as far as it's comfortable for you. One more down and up, and then swapping sides and doing the other arm. Down the inside of the fingertips, up the inside of the arm to up the outside of the arm. One more down and up. And just tapping across the chest, but again with your fingertips this time. Down towards your stomach area. Down to the lower dantian, that big energy gate, just a little bit below the navel and a couple of inches in. And down towards the lower abdomen. And then going down the outside of the legs. Going as far as feels comfortable to you. If you want, you can go all the way down to your feet, just bending your knees or keeping them straight, depending on how fit you are. And then just doing that a few times, coming up the inside of the legs and back to down the outside of the legs. If it doesn't feel comfortable going all the way down to your feet, then just going down as far as feels comfortable for you. One more down and up. Then just rubbing the lower back, the kidney area with the backs of your hands. I'm just going to do a gentle twist. Letting the arms relax by your side of your body. And then just the twist of your body allows the arms to move or helps the arms move. You're not actually activating the muscles. You're not moving the arms yourself, it's the twist in your body that allows the arm to move. Then a few more. And gently slowing that twist down, we come back to stillness. And because we've been doing quite a few arm exercises, we're not doing much lower body work. Most of it's upper body work with this set. We're just going to do a few arm movements. So we're just going to push our arms out in front, bringing them back towards the chest, and then pushing them up. So like a front press and then an overhead press. Just doing that a few times, alternating between pushing your hands in front and pushing them overhead as far as feels good for you. Always work within your own range of movement during the warm-up and also during the sets as well. Doing one more, out, one more, up. And then just gently lowering your body down and noticing how you're feeling. So as I said at the start, we're going to be doing five-phase routine and we're doing it as an intermittent flow. So the first phase is phase one is the opening sequence. We're just going to relax. I'm just relaxing from your head all the way down to your feet. So you can use the breath to help relaxing as well. So you can have a slightly longer exhale, an inhale that helps you to relax as well. Just relaxing, just noticing how you're feeling as you're relaxing. And down through your shoulders, relaxing your shoulders, relaxing your arms, relaxing your body. Legs. Just letting the energy just flow down to the earth. I'm just noticing how it feels to be relaxed in this position. We'll see if you're sitting. And also be doing this relaxing, so whether you're standing or sitting for this set. Just taking a few moments just to relax. And when you think you've relaxed, taking an inhale, and a nice long, you can sigh if you want, you can exhale. It's a nice long sigh and just doubly relax. Feel as if you might collapse if you weren't holding yourself up, so you nicely relax. And then we'll move on to the dynamic exercises. So what we're going to be doing is dividing our set of 12 exercises into four groups. So we'll do three exercises. So that'll be phase two. Then we'll go to the energy flow, which is phase three. We'll do that for a few minutes. Then we'll go back to the next set of exercises, next three, do the energy flow, the third three for the energy flow, and then the final three and do the energy flow, and we'll finish with the other two phases of the five-phase routine. So we're starting Wuji. So our feet, hip or shoulder width apart. Make sure you're nicely grounded through the balls of the feet. Unlocking the knees. Just allowing the quad, the hip quad, just energy gates around the hip area, just allowing them to relax. Allow your spine to be nicely elongated. Just taking your shoulders forward. And then just letting them rock back, that sense of space between your arm and your arms and your body. And just allowing the crown of the head to face the heavens, skies, the universe. So we're grounded through kidney one, which is in the ball of the foot. And we're connected to the sky and the universe through Jumai 20, your Bach waypoint in the crown of the head. We're going to start with gathering the chi from the cosmos, taking our arms out to the side, bringing them up overhead, palms now facing down, and just pushing the hands down towards the lower dantian, so down in front of the torso. Out to the side, palms facing up, coming up as far as feels comfortable for you. And then just above the head, if that's good for you, just turning your hands and pushing them down. Out to the side, overhead, pushing the hands down. Just repeating this a few times. Most of these don't have a breath to movement sequence, but if you want, you can make this one inhale up, exhale down. Inhale up. Exhale down. Just doing a few more in time with your own breath. Doing two more. Just pause for a couple of breaths, just noticing whatever's arising. We move to rowing the boat. So if you're in the boat, your arms start by the side of your body, and you bring them just in front of your legs, just in front of your thighs. Bring your hands up towards your chest, palms facing the chest or the body, pushing the hands out in front. You're not extending your arms totally, so there's still a bend in the elbow, and then taking them down again towards your thighs. Bringing them up towards the chest, out in front, and down towards the thighs. Up, out, and down. Up, out, and down. Just doing a few at your own pace. Just doing two more. And when you finish, just pausing at the bottom. Just for a couple of breaths. Now we're doing the same sort of action, but it's in reverse. So we're going to start with our hands up by our chest, and then we push down in front, palms of the hands facing down, sort of down and out slightly, and then bringing the hands up in front and back to the chest. It's called kneading the bread. So down and out slightly, up in front, and then back towards the chest. Down and out, up and in, down and out, up and in. Just doing some in just at your own pace. I'll be silent for a bit while you do that. Then if you've ever made bread, you'll sort of recognize that kneading motion. Just doing two more. Pausing at the bottom. And then we'll move into the energy flow. So this is known as flowing breeze, swaying willow. It's basically just being aware of how your body wants to move. So it may be that you just want to move very gently from side to side. Your body may want to do a little twist. You may want to just sit quietly and just feel the chi moving. So however your body wants to move, just let it move. If you need to yawn, yawn. If you need to move your feet a little bit, move your feet a little bit. Try to remain grounded if you can. And I'll be quiet for the next minute or so, just while you do flowing breeze, swaying willow. We're coming towards the end of this phase three element, the energy flow. And we're back into the dynamic exercises. So if you are moving, just maybe come to stillness. A couple of rounds of breath before you continue with the 12 treasures. Now we're doing the dog paddle. So with this one, your arms are essentially going to be doing alternate circles. So we're going to start, I'm actually starting with the left arm. It doesn't matter which arm you start with. I'm going to bring the left arm up towards my chest, then out in front. And as it starts to go down, I'm going to start bringing my right arm up towards my chest, out in front and down. And then the left arm will come up. So it's as if you've got, you're doing a hand cycle, or you've got two alternate circles. The arms aren't extending totally out in front. Not extending your arm totally. It's a little bit of a bend in the elbow. So you've essentially got alternate circles. Your arms are alternating. They're circular movements. Carrying on at your own pace. And if you're standing doing this and you're, for whatever reason, maybe your back's a bit sore, your legs are a bit sore, and you think, I really want to sit down, then sit. It's absolutely not a problem. You can do Qigong standing, you can do Qigong sitting. Sometimes people find actually the flow bit, the energy flow bit, they tend to like to sit during that. You know, everybody's different in what they experience during Qigong. All our experiences are very unique. I'm just going to do two more with each arm. And then coming back into Wuji when you finish. How about in playing with the qi ball? I actually like doing this. It can be done perfectly well in Wuji. Obviously, if you're seated, ignore my leg instructions. But I find I like it actually slightly wider than Wuji. Not quite a horse riding, but just sort of between horse riding and Wuji, just slightly wider than shoulder width. I just find it, for me, it gives me a bit more movement. So just have in front of your stomach or somewhere in your body, just as if you've got your hands around a ball, your soccer ball, your basketball if you want. The idea is that your hands will remain at this distance apart. And you're going to be just moving from one side to the other. So you're going to turn, I'm going to be turning to the left, just gently, and then going back to the right side. And then to the left, a little bit of a twist in the body, but not much. And I'm shifting weight as I move from side to side. Very gentle shifting weight. You may feel something between your hands in terms of chi, in terms of energy. You may not, and that's fine. Just moving at your own pace, the gentle rocking. Or movement from side to side. Once you can turn your waist slightly as you turn, that doesn't feel comfortable, you don't have to do that. Moving at your own pace. One more on each side. Bring your hands down. If you have to, your legs are slightly wider, then just bring them back into Wuji. Again, just pausing for a couple of breaths. During the pause, just noticing whatever's arising. No, doing something called Big Guy. There isn't a lot of movement in Big Guy, but it's a bit like if any of you've done yoga, it's a bit like a standing cat and cow or a seated cat and cow. So this is the one where there is a breath. There is a breath to movement with this particular exercise. So as you relax, just sort of bringing your shoulders, rounding your shoulders, lowering your chin to your chest, relaxing your knees. Bring your hands sort of in front of your thighs and the exhale. And as you inhale, straighten up, taking your hands in a low V, just taking your hands just behind. So the hands are out to the side, but they're also just behind your body if that feels comfortable. Palms facing backwards. Coming back to that relaxed position on the exhale. And then straightening. On the inhale, relaxing on the exhale, straightening on the inhale. And that is the big guy. Relax and straighten. And as you straighten, you can pull your shoulder blades together, you can puff your chest out a little bit. And as you relax, just bringing your arms in towards your body, straighten and relax. So your shoulder blades are moving further apart as you relax, and they're moving together as you straighten. Just doing some just. At your own pace, time with your own breath. I would say is as you straighten, be careful not to arch your lower back, particularly if you've got back injury. Let's do two more. And then coming back into Wuji. And then moving into the energy flow. So flowing breeze, swaying below. Again, moving in whatever way your body suggests it would like to move, or just standing still. And it is called flowing breeze. So there is swaying below. There is in theory, meant to be an element of movement. You may find you want to move a little bit, then stand still and notice what's arising. And then maybe go back into the flowing breeze swaying below. So I'll be quiet again for a minute or so.
You start to slowly transition out of flying breeze, swaying water. So very slowly come back into stillness. Just noticing whatever's arising as you come back into stillness. We'll move on to the next three exercises from the 12 treasures. This next one is embrace the world. So with this one, it's a hinge at the hip. So I'm just going to just do a couple of hinges at the hip. So literally just pushing your hips back and hinging forwards. So you're going to come into a tabletop. So you're not bending your head all the way down, sitting upright, then pushing your hips back, coming forwards. So say if you were doing yoga, it'd be like going to tabletop. So your back is relatively straight, as if it was a tabletop. So we're just going to do one more, just the hinging. And then we're going to do now is we're going to incorporate the arms. So we're going to take our arms out to the side as we start to hinge. And as we go into a full tilt, if we've gone into our tabletop, as we bring our hands out in front, and then just letting the hands relax, and then just straightening up. So the hands naturally come back in towards the body as you straighten them up. You're not actually pulling them back in, they're coming back in naturally. So hinging at the hips as we take our arms out to the side and out in front, and then just standing up and letting the hands and the arms just gently come back towards the body. So hinge, arms out, the side, out to the front, and then coming back in towards the body. Hinge as we take our arms out to the side and back as we stand up. You're welcome to bend your knees a little bit if that helps as well as you hinge. Just taking the arms out to the side as you hinge, bringing them back in front of your body, and as you stand up, letting them float back. We're just doing these just at your own pace. And if you find that actually going into a full tabletop isn't comfortable, and just hinging a little bit in front, so bending a tiny bit. And again, just bring your hands back in as you straighten up. So whatever feels comfortable, always working within your own range of movement. And as you hinge forward, you're also likely to feel a stretch in your hamstrings. Try and keep your chin neutral. Don't tuck it in too far. Doing two more. And then when you finish, just coming back into the region. Next, we're doing fireworks. This can be done in Wuji. Alternatively, you can do it in horse riding, particularly if you want to put a bit of a squat in. So I do like doing it in horse riding. So that's what I'm going to do. But as I say, you're welcome to just remain in Wuji, and you don't have to put the squat in if you don't want to. I quite enjoy putting a squat in with this particular one. So with fireworks, we're going to bring our hands up
in front of our body. We're going to cross our wrists roughly about chest level. Continue to take our hands, palms are facing the body at this stage still. Taking your hands just above your head if that feels comfortable. If it doesn't feel comfortable, take it just in front of your head. Then just switching your hands and having the palms now facing outwards. And then your arms down to the side. And as you bring them down, you can incorporate that bit of a squat if you want to. Like I say, you don't have to if you don't want to. Bring your arms up in front, crossing them in front of the chest. Bring them just above the head or whatever feels comfortable. Turning so the hands are now facing out in front of the body and then pushing to the side and down. Coming up. Hands facing forwards and taking them down to the side. And so you can incorporate the squat if you want to. Bring your hands up. So you're crossing in front of the chest. Bring them up in front of the head, just above the head. Opening your hands, arms facing forwards and down to the side, and then back up again. So just doing some in time at your own pace. For those who are familiar with Shibashi Set 1, it's a similar exercise to using the hands to part the clouds. Having said that the legs don't get much of a workout, not workout, don't get used much. This exercise, if you're doing the squat, certainly does work the legs, the glutes, the hands, the quads. And the calves as well, actually. Just doing two more. And then just bring your hands down to the side. If you are in horse riding, coming back into Rupji. Now we're doing birthday candles. There are two variations. So I'm going to talk you through both of them. And then you can choose, you can mix and match, you can do them both, or you can do one, you might have a preference. So both of them start with the hands out in front, not fully extended. You're not fully extending your arms, your elbows are slightly bent still. Your palms are facing the body and your fingers are pointing upwards as if they were birthday candles. So the first variation is you're going to bring your hands in towards your armpits, putting them under the armpits, sort of twist them, take the arms out to the side, bring them back round in front. So you bring your hands into the armpits, twist them slightly out to the side and back round in front. Towards the armpits, twist them out to the side, back round in front. Armpits, out to the side, back round in front. We've done a couple more this way. And then I'll show you, I'll talk you through the next variation. One more. The second variation is basically in reverse. So you start with your hands in the same position. You take them out to the side. You bring them into your armpits. It's a slight twist as you bring them out to the side and into your armpits and then back out in front. Out to the side, into the armpits, back out in front. Out to the side, into the armpits, back out in front. Let's do one more. This is a really good exercise for rotator cuffs, which obviously really important part of our shoulder joint. We use it to arms out. Up, in front, behind, so rotator cuff get used quite regularly. And anybody who's had a rotator cuff injury will know how debilitating it can be in terms of, you know, having a lack of movement with the shoulder. Okay, so we're going to start that now, whichever variation you want to do, or say you're welcome to mix and match. So, right, we'll do birthday candles. So I'm not going to talk you through it in terms of the variations. I'm just going to say start, and then you can do either bringing your hands in front, out to the side and back, or sorry, it's armpits out to the side and in front, or you can take your arms out to the side, under the arms and out in front. So whichever variation you want to go, want to do, just doing it at your own pace. Do one more, whichever version you're doing. And then pausing at the end. And we'll move back into the dynamic flow, so the energy flow, the flowing breeze, swaying willow. And so I'll be quiet for a minute or so. Very gently, up to come back to stillness, back into Wuji. And we'll do rejuvenation, which is exercise number 10 in this 12 treasures set. So this one, we're going across the body. So I'll talk you through it. So we're going to start with our right hand on our left hip. We're going to bring the right hand across the the body. You can have the hand actually on the body, so you're feeling the hand coming across the body up towards your right armpit, then taking it diagonally down the back towards your left buttock. And your left hand will come across to the right side, come across up to the left armpit, go down, but diagonally to the right buttock. So what I'll do is I'll do one at a time first. I know I just told you both then, but let's just do one at a time. So let's just do a few of the left hand, so right hand on the left buttock, sorry, right hand on the left hip, bringing up the body towards the right armpit, taking it down the back towards the left buttock. Just do that a couple of more times. Right hand, left hip, up the body towards the right armpit, back down the body towards the left buttock. Do that one more time. Up and down. And then we'll do the same with the other hand. So the left hand on the right hip, cross to the left armpit, down the back to the right buttock. Left hand, right hip, cross to the right armpit, down to the left buttock. So we're just going diagonally up the body and then down the body, going diagonally down the body. So just do one more, that side, and then we'll put it all together. So we're going to start, I'm starting with my right hand on my left hip, going up towards my right armpit, down towards my left buttock. And as I approach my left buttock, my left hand is on my right hip, going across up to the armpit and then down to the other side of the buttock. Then the right hand, left hip, up to the armpit, down to the buttock. Left hand, right hip, up to the armpit, right armpit, sorry, left armpit, down to the right buttock. So you're going diagonally across the body from hip to armpit, down to the back, down to the buttock. So you're diagonally up and diagonally down. So you can go very slowly, or if you want to, you can speed it up a little bit. And as your hand goes down the back towards the opposite buttock, your body almost twists naturally, so the other hand can just gently come across the body. So if I'm going down towards my left buttock, my left hand is already going gently towards my right hip. I'm just going to do a few more. Doing one more on each side. And moving into heaven and earth. So this one we're going to be going from head to toe. So if you have blood pressure high or low, just be very wary when you come back up. We're going to start with our hands above our heads. We have them touching the head if you want to, with the hands in prayer position. Then turn the hands so that the fingers are facing backwards, dropping the hands down the back of the neck. Your hands will naturally want to split, and that's fine. Then bringing the hands down on their corresponding shoulders, bring the hands down the chest, down to the stomach, down to the buttock, going down the outside of the leg, going down as far as you can. If you can, bend, you're able to bend your knees, going all the way down to the toes, bringing your hands in front of the toes, bring your hands up the inside of the legs. And so you want to be careful coming up if you've got high or low blood pressure. and your hands bring into the Dan Chien, that energy gate, and you're going to take your hands, split them, and you're going to take your hands round to the back and bring them forward. So you're going to just rub massaging the Dai Mai, the belt meridian. Doing one more. And then hands above our heads again, in prayer position, just taking your hands to twisting them or turning them, sorry, so the fingers are facing backwards and down. Then bring your hands over the shoulders, down the chest, down the buttocks, down the outside of the legs, round the toes if possible. If that's not possible, even with a bend in the knee, then just going as far as you can, up the inside of the legs, and then just going, just massaging the Dai Mai, the belt meridian, which is the only meridian in the body. Just doing one more. That is horizontal, the others are vertical. So we're going to hands are back on our heads in prayer position, turning the hands down, and hands over the shoulders, down the chest, down the stomach, down the buttocks, down the outside of the legs, round the toes, up the inside of the legs, and massaging the Dai Mai four times. Bring back up again. The hands, then going down over the shoulders, down the torso, and the buttocks, down the outside of the leg, round the toes, up the inside of the legs, and then massaging the Dai Mai. Four times. And then just carrying on. So hands above the head in prayer position or just on the head. Just pulling them backwards, down over the shoulder, down the chest, down the buttocks, down the outside of the legs, round the toes, up the inside. And then round the belt meridian. Doing two more. Doing it at your own pace. And last one. When you finish that, again, just pausing for a couple of breaths. And then we're going to the last exercise, number 12 of this set, walking in place. So with this one, it may require a little bit of balance. So basically what you're doing is you're going to be going across the body again. So we're just literally going to lift the heel. So I'm going to lift my left heel and at the same time lift my right hand. Putting it down and then doing the other side. Right heel, left hand. Left heel, right hand up. Right heel, left hand up. So as if I was walking. And you're shifting weight when you're moving it from side to side. Just loosening your hip sockets. Doing the hips move backwards and forwards as we lift our heels. Lifting the alternate hand to heel. Doing one more on each side, and then going back into that energy flow.
going to come into the consolidation phase, the fourth phase. Just very gently, just focusing on the lower dantian, that lower energy gate. And the final phase, phase five. Just going to start by rubbing our hands together. Just gently putting our hands over our eyes. Just tapping our hands on our eyes, flashing our eyes open and closed. I'm just going to now rub our hands up our face, give our face a nice massage. So starting at the chin, working our way up to the forehead and down the side. And then progressing it and just rubbing it through our hair as well. So up our face, through our hair and down. And then finishing with the 24 heavenly drums. So having our hands over our ears. And then just beating our fingers or just gently tapping our fingers at the back of our head for 24 times. And then just noticing how you're feeling. So I hope you've enjoyed this 12 Treasures with Intermittent Flow. Thank you for listening. And thank you for taking part.